Island Noir Beyond the Palm Trees explores themes of violence, abuse, murder, and sexual assault. Listener discretion is advised for potentially triggering content. Welcome to Island Noir Beyond the Palm Trees, the podcast that delves deep into the most compelling true crime cases. I'm your host, Sol. And today, I invite you to join me as we unravel the haunting mystery of the Annie Dewani case, a story where love and darkness intertwine against the backdrop of an idyllic honeymoon turned tragic. We'll navigate the twists and turns of a case that captured the world's attention, challenging our perceptions of guilt, innocence, and the complex web of human emotions. Don't miss this gripping journey through the shadows of the heart and justice. Annie Hindocha, who later became Annie Dewani after her marriage, was born on March 12, 1982, in Mariestad, Sweden, into the vibrant culture of a family with Indian roots. Her parents had initially hailed from Uganda, but were forced to leave during the reign of President Idi Amin in the early 1970s, when he expelled Asians from the country. Seeking refuge, her family resettled in Mariestad, Sweden. Annie's zest for life and her dynamic personality were unmistakable. Described as an outgoing and vivacious young woman, Annie graduated in engineering and worked as the product design engineer for an architectural lighting company in Stockholm. Her contributions were not just professional, but deeply personal, infusing warmth and innovations into her designs. Annie was celebrated not only for her intellect and professional achievements, but also for her warm-hearted and kind nature. To her family and friends, she was more than just an accomplished engineer. She was a beacon of love and compassion. Now let's shift our focus to another central character in this heartbreaking narrative, Shireen Dewani. Born on April 6, 1979 in Bristol, United Kingdom, Shireen hails from a prominent British family with Indian roots. The Dewanis were well established and held considerable influence, primarily through their successful ventures in the care home and nursing facility sector. Shireen played a significant role in overseeing these family enterprises. Annie and Shireen's paths intersected in 2009, thanks to an introduction by a mutual friend in London. At the time, Annie was employed as a product designer in Sweden, which led them to manage the complexities of a long-distance romance. The couple's relationship, as recounted by their friends, was occasionally stormy, characterized by their strong-willed personalities and intense disputes. Despite the challenges and disagreements that unfolded in private, they worked to overcome them. However, Annie temporarily called off their relationship in January of 2010, but later reunited with Shireen, relocating to the UK in March 2010, where they resolved to sustain their bond, though the journey was far from peaceful. By May of the same year, their relationship took a decisive turn, as they got engaged and planned for a wedding in India. Nonetheless, in a moment of distress prior to their nuptials, Annie confided in her cousin Sneha Hindocha through a tearful conversation. She disclosed from India that a fierce argument had led her to toss her engagement ring at Shireen, proclaiming the cancellation of their impending wedding. This cast a shadow over what was once a dreamlike romance. Annie, ready to board a plane and escape the turmoil, sought solace in her cousin's advice. Sneha, hoping to salvage their relationship, urged Annie to reconsider and have a heartfelt conversation with Shireen. Reluctantly, Annie agreed, unaware of the profound consequences that lay ahead. Within hours, on October 29, 2010, Annie and Shireen exchanged vows in a lavish ceremony surrounded by family and friends near Mumbai, India. Annie's decision to proceed with the wedding would forever be a source of regret for her cousin Sneha. Annie and Shireen would embark on their honeymoon to South Africa shortly after. Little did they know, their journey would take a tragic turn, forever altering their lives. After landing at Cape Town International Airport on November 7, 2010, Annie and Shireen Dewani took off on their dream honeymoon. The initial days of their honeymoon were filled with excitement and thirst for adventure. Annie and Shreen immersed themselves in the vibrant city of Cape Town, visiting renowned landmarks like Table Mountain and the Cape of Good Hope. They relished the joys of exploration, capturing memories that were meant to last a lifetime. On November 12th, the couple returned to Cape Town International Airport, where they would meet Zola Tongo, a taxi driver. This marked a pivotal moment in their story. Seeking a ride to their opulent Cape Grace Hotel, the couple chose Tongo to be their chauffeur. As their honeymoon continued, Shreen Dewani decided to surprise Annie with a spontaneous late-night tour of Cape Town's nightlife. Retaining Tongo as their tour guide, they ventured into the city's streets. Navigating the streets in Tongo's Volkswagen Chiron, they ventured into Gugulethu, a township located on the outskirts of Cape Town. Their destination was the Surfside restaurant in the Strand suburb, where they enjoyed a meal together, blissfully unaware of the imminent danger that would disrupt their peaceful night. As the three turned off the main road in Gugulethu, their world was suddenly shattered. Two men seized control of the vehicle, hijacking it in an instant. After a short distance, Zola Tongo, the taxi driver, was forcibly ejected from the vehicle. The armed assailants proceeded to rob Shreen Dewani, taking away his money, wallet, designer watch, and mobile phone. Moments later, he too was forcibly removed from the taxi in a residential area, leaving him stranded. The police acted swiftly in their search for Annie, but tragically, their efforts culminated in sorrow. On November 14, in the area of Lengeletu West, the grim discovery of Annie's lifeless body was discovered in the back of the abandoned taxi. Her departure from this life was marked by a brutal act of violence. Evident from the single gunshot wound to her neck, the initial investigation that followed uncovered a chilling list of missing belongings, suggesting robbery as a motive. The post-mortem examination painted a haunting picture of Annie's final moments. Bruising on her inner leg indicated a struggle, and the fatal gunshot that pierced an artery confirmed the cause of her tragic end. Notably, the autopsy found no signs of sexual assault, adding another layer of complexity to the already mystifying circumstances of this case. As we pause the recounting of the facts in this tragic tale, I'd like to step back for a moment and share some personal reflections. In the wake of such unspeakable tragedy, we're left grappling with the haunting echoes of what was and what might have been. Annie Dewani's journey, which began with dreams woven into the fabric of love and hope, was cut short in an act that defies the essence of humanity. Sitting with this case, turning it over in my head, I'm struck by something pretty fundamental, yet overlooked. It's the stark reminder of how quickly things can change. One moment, Annie and Shreen are embarking on a new chapter together, filled with hope and dreams. Then suddenly, everything's turned upside down. As we dive deeper, let's not just look for the facts, but also understand the human experience behind them. With these reflections in mind, let's transition to the next chapter in this story. On November 17, Annie Dewani's body was released by South African authorities, allowing her grieving family and her husband to bring her back to the United Kingdom for her final rites. This marked the beginning of a long road towards justice and closure. South African police wasted no time launching an extensive investigation into the case, determined to unravel the truth behind Annie's tragic fate. The days following her murder, three arrests were made. Mziwama Dora Kwabe and Olile Mjeni, the hijackers, along with hotel receptionist Monde Bolombo, admitted their involvement in what they claimed to be an intentionally fatal robbery and kidnapping. Through the relentless pursuit of justice by the South African authorities, a dramatic shift begins to unfold within the investigation. The initial confessions of the hijackers and their accomplice, once seemingly straightforward, started to morph into something far more complex and sinister. This twist in the narrative, like a storm on the horizon, brings with it a tension that grips the heart. signaling the onset of a chapter in the quest to uncover the full truth behind the tragedy of Annie Dewani. As the investigation continued, the narratives of the hijackers began to shift. Facing the prospect of life in prison, Kwa Bay and Mbolombo changed their stories, alleging that the crime was in fact a premeditated murder for hire, orchestrated by none other than Annie's husband, Shreen Dewani. Initially maintaining his innocence, taxi driver Zola Tongo, who had reported the hijacking to the police, found himself implicated by mounting evidence. In a desperate attempt to save himself, Tongo altered his statement, echoing the claims made by his fellow conspirators, alleging Shreen Dewani's involvement as the instigator. The police investigation unveiled a web of evidence. Forensic examinations of the abandoned taxi where Annie's body was discovered revealed fingerprints matching those of Kwa Bay and Mjeni. The murder weapon was also recovered, leaving little doubt about the brutal nature of the crime. Shreen Dewani strongly denied these allegations, insisting on his innocence. In the face of mounting scrutiny, his family dismissed the accusations as totally false. Thus began a complex legal battle over Shreen's extradition from the United Kingdom to South Africa, where he would face charges of murder and conspiracy to commit murder. As the accusations against Shreen Dewani grew stronger, the legal battle to bring him to justice began. South African authorities sought his extradition from the United Kingdom, where he had returned after the untimely death of his wife. The extradition process was complex, with Shreen Dewani's defense team fighting against his removal from the UK. The defense argued that his mental health had deteriorated significantly since Annie's death, making him unfit to stand trial. The legal proceedings became a battleground of experts and testimonies. The court had to weigh the extradition request against the alleged mental health concerns, ensuring a fair and just process for all parties involved. Despite the defense arguments, the courts ruled in favor of Shreen Dewani's extradition. In April 2014, he was deemed fit to stand trial in South Africa, and preparations were made to transfer him to Cape Town. The trial commenced in October 2014. Shreen Dewani faced charges of murder and conspiracy to commit murder, with the prosecution painting a narrative of a premeditated plot to kill Annie Dewani. The prosecution's case hinged on a few key points. Firstly, they suggested Shreen Dewani's bisexuality might have driven him to arrange his wife's murder to escape the marriage. It also came to light that Shreen Dewani accessed gay websites and platforms catering to gay fetishes just days following his wife's death. This behavior stands in a stark contrast to the expected demeanor of a mourning spouse. Evidence presented, including CCTV footage showing Dewani meeting with the taxi driver Zola Tongo before the crime, suggesting premeditation. However, Dewani's defense was robust. They pointed out glaring inconsistencies and contradictions in the testimonies of the co-accused, particularly taxi driver Zola Tongo. They argued that the evidence was too weak and unreliable, highlighting issues with police conduct in the investigation. Judge Jeanette Traverso, the judge that presided over the trial, ultimately found the prosecution's case lacking. Judge Traverso determined that the testimony provided by the primary witness for the prosecution was filled with inconsistencies and was questionable. She noted that the evidence given by the three individuals convicted in the murder case was incredibly unreliable, marred by a multitude of errors, lies, and contradictions. This made it challenging to separate the truth from the lies. As a result of these findings, Shreen Dewani, who faced various charges, including murder, conspiracy to commit kidnapping, robbery with aggravating circumstances, kidnapping, and obstructing justice, was cleared of all charges. Although specific details and CCTV footage showed Dewani interacting with one of the alleged accomplices prior to the crime, the judge deemed the overall evidence presented as not robust enough to satisfy the criteria for a fair and just trial. Ultimately, Srinivasarani was acquitted of all charges in the 2010 case concerning the murder of his wife Annie Dhawani during their honeymoon in South Africa. Post-acquittal, Dhawani was granted permission to return to the United Kingdom. The verdict brought profound disappointment and grief to Annie Dhawani's family, who felt let down by the judicial system and were left grappling with unanswered questions surrounding the unfortunate incident. As we delve deeper into the courtroom drama, the foundation of the prosecution's case presents us with a starkly polarized narrative. On one hand, the exploration of Srinivasarani's personal life, including his sexuality and internet activity post-tragedy, paints a complex picture that challenges traditional expectations of how a grieving spouse might behave. This, coupled with the CCTV footage hinting at a possible premeditation, adds layers of intrigue and speculation to the case. On the flip side, the defense exposes a web of inconsistencies and contradictions within the testimonies of key witnesses, casting a shadow of doubt over the reliability of the evidence presented. This battle of narratives highlights the challenges facing the pursuit of truth within confines of the legal system. The acquittal of Srinivasarani, while legally vindicating, does not close the book on the emotional and moral complexities surrounding Annie Dhawani's tragic death. It leaves us pondering the intricacies of human relationships. As observers, we are reminded of the limits of the legal system in providing closure and the profound ripple effects of unresolved grief felt by Annie Dhawani's family and all those touched by this case. As far as the other three co-conspirators involved in this case, Zola Tongo, the taxi driver, was sentenced to 18 years behind bars. Uze Wamadoda Kwabe, one of the hijackers, received a 25-year sentence for his role. The case took a sorrowful turn when Onime Mjeni, who convicted of murder, was sentenced to life in prison, only to pass away in 2014 due to illness. Monde Mbonombo, implicated in the orchestration of the kidnapping and murder of Annie Dhawani, was granted immunity in exchange for his testimony against his co-conspirators. Unfortunately, Zola Tongo, the taxi driver who helped organize the kidnapping and murder of Annie Dhawani, was released on parole in 2022, just serving 8 years in prison. His parole is effective until June 6 of 2028. The release of Zola Tongo, involved in Annie Dhawani's murder, has deeply disappointed her family. They feel vital information remains undisclosed, affecting their quest for full understanding and closure. Annie's uncle, Ashok Hindocha, was told that Tongo is suffering from a chronic illness. He said, "If he dies, I will not shed a tear, but I hope that he has a little bit of conscience and can give us the true story before he goes. I doubt if he will do that, but if he's going to be on his deathbed, he may not have anything more to lose. He may actually help a grieving family by knowing the full story of what happened to Annie. We have only been given half the story and half a trial." Annie's uncle Ashok told the family were disappointed Tongo is now free to walk the streets. This year will mark 14 years after Annie Dhawani's murder. During that time, Srinivasarani has worked to rebuild his life following his acquittal. In 2016, Srin strongly denied the allegations in a letter to a London coroner. He wrote, "Each of the gang members did a deal with the authorities to gain either full immunity or vastly reduced sentences in return for providing evidence against me. It is the evidence of these proven liars that led to a witch hunt against me and the resulting failure to pursue the truth of what happened that night." Having navigated the tumultuous aftermath of his wife Annie's tragic murder and subsequent acquittal, Srinivasarani has embarked on a new chapter in his personal and professional life. In 2018, Dhawani revealed his relationship with Brazilian-born photographer Gledison Lopez Martins, the couple making a significant visit to India where Dhawani had previously married Annie. Presently, Dhawani dedicates his efforts to managing care homes, particularly focusing on safeguarding the elderly amid the COVID-19 pandemic. His active presence on social media highlights his advocacy and support for healthcare workers during these challenging times, underscoring a life moving forward amidst past tragedy. the loss Annie's family feels, witnessing as her alleged killer, leading a life full of opportunities, deeply contrasts with their grief and the void Annie's absence has left. Her bright spirit and potential, now forever missed, underscores the profound and enduring heartbreak her family endures, a testament to the irreplaceable loss of a loved one, like Annie. As we close this episode on Annie Dewani's story, we honor her vibrant spirit and the joy she brought to those around her. Though her life was tragically cut short, the memory of her bright presence and the love she shared remains a guiding light. Her story urges us to cherish our loved ones and to seek moments of beauty and kindness in our lives. As we conclude, let's remember Annie for the warmth and the potential she embodied, a reminder of the preciousness of every moment. That concludes today's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Sol, and this is Island Noir, Beyond the Palm Trees. Until next time, keep seeking the truth beyond the shadows.